Now, remember the story of the teenage girls who built their own plane and then wanted to fly it from Cape Town to Egypt? I'm delighted to tell you that they have made it. They touched down in Cairo yesterday, having covered more than 12,000 kilometers in that four-seater Sling 4 plane. The aircraft was assembled by a group of 20 students from very diverse backgrounds under the guise of something called the U Dream Global Project. They took 2 weeks under the guidance of the airplane factory, whose kit they were using. Several mentors and then five team leaders from Danel Aviation were also part of the experience. And at the end of it, they had a fully functioning plane, which they put through its paces, leaving Cape Town about 3 or 4 weeks ago and arriving in Cairo yesterday. I'm delighted to welcome on the line from Cairo the 17-year-old who founded the U Dream Global Project and was one of the pilots on the trip, Megan Werner. Megan, great to have you with us, and congratulations to you and your whole team. How did it feel to touch down yesterday?
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me. Yes, I was absolutely delighted to land in Cairo. I mean, the amount of challenges we faced and just like overcoming those challenges was amazing that we actually arrived in Cairo. But I'm just so glad and so thankful that we could make such a big difference in right throughout Africa.
Megan, this is what it was all about, because it wasn't just about doing it because you could do it. There was a bigger goal in mind and a bigger vision. Won't you just remind us what that was?
Yeah, so basically my message was just to show people that anything is possible if you set your mind to it. You know, a lot of people use their past as an excuse instead of a motivation, and I wanted to show people that instead of using your past as an excuse, use it as a motivation to where you want to be. And yes, so just to inspire people and show them with the right amount of determination and goals, you can achieve anything.
Because just to remind our listeners, none of you who built this plane had any previous engineering or aviation design experience, did you? You literally were working with a kit off a manual. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So the first 2 days, we actually had to train the teenagers how to use tools, what are the right type of tools to use, and also how to read the engineered drawings, because they knew nothing about aviation. So, yeah.
Okay, it's incredible that you came out of that, Megan, with a plane, not just a plane that could fly, that one could fly 12,000 kilometers. Now, you mentioned several challenges along the way. Can you paint a picture for us of what a couple of those were?
Well, one of our first biggest challenges that we couldn't get clearances for Cairo, so then we were stuck in Zanzibar for about 8 days. After that, in Addis, we struggled to find fuel, which delayed us again. And then our support plane broke down, so that was really challenging. On our last few legs, the support plane broke. So then Brian and I, our safety pilot, we had to continue the trip, being two teenagers totally alone up in Africa. And then we had to do a 10-hour flight across Sudan, which is currently a war zone. So like as we were flying, we could see some of the bases and stuff like that, and we're like, oh my gosh, please miss us. So that was absolutely terrifying, because then when we landed, they didn't know about us landing there in like a place. It was still in Egypt, but it was not Cairo yet. And yes, we did have clearances and the right type of papers, but they didn't know about us. So then when we landed there, they wanted to take our passports and our licenses and like arrest us and stuff like that. And eventually we'd show them like, listen, we do that, have the right type of papers and stuff like that. And that was really scary. And it was absolutely terrifying for me and the pilot, because I mean, we had two teenagers without any support on our last leg before we go to Cairo. And we have challenges like that. But after a while of showing them that we do have the right clearances, we do have the right licenses and stuff like that, we had to wait for 4 hours, and then they let us go and stuff like that. So that was really quite terrifying. But, I mean, on our way to Cairo, my pilot and I were talking about it, and we just say we've transformed so much. The people that we were in the beginning and we are now is totally different, because we've just learned so many new skills and learning how to make plans and to think fast and those type of things. And it really makes a big difference in your type of thinking when you need to make plans fast as possible.
Megan, I mean, it's an absolutely incredible story. What do people say along the route? Because I know you had several stops, as you mentioned, Zanzibar, longer than planned, but you also stopped in Malawi, in Tanzania, in Uganda, in Namibia. How did people receive you when you landed and they saw teenagers stepping out of the plane? What was the response that you received?
Well, every country, we had a different response. We had some great responses, like in Egypt, the people here were really friendly. And Malawi, there were actually kids at the airport that welcomed us in Malawi, and then we did some inspirational speaking there. And then there were other places like Zimbabwe, which was pretty, like, hard, you know. They were pretty difficult, you know. But in Cairo, there was a group called Aviation Services, and they helped us so much. Like, without them, we wouldn't be able to do it. They arranged all our clearances and all the ground handling and stuff like that. And without them, we really wouldn't be able to make it here in Cairo.
Well, we're so proud of you for making it all that way, Megan. My final question is, what next? You've achieved this goal. From what I hear, I'm guessing that that's not the end of the You Dream project. What lies ahead?
Yes, well, currently we are busy making a documentary because we have filmed all of this and there's just so much great footage and stuff like that. So we are going to make a documentary right now about how the trip, how the whole trip was. And there was like so much drama carrying on, all the challenges, and showing people how we overcame these challenges and stuff like that. So yes, we are busy making a documentary about this whole trip.
Megan Werner, we look forward to seeing it once it's ready. Thank you so much for chatting to us, and congratulations again to you and the whole team involved in the You Dream Global Project. Megan's only 17 years old, founder of this project, one of the pilots who shared the trip 12,000 kilometers under their belt, arriving safely in Cairo yesterday. What an incredibly inspiring story it is.